I'm Marco Werman. You're listening to The World. Welcome to Ferguson. That's a phrase that's gone viral, and it's critical of the police action in Ferguson, Missouri. It's also perhaps too flippant a way to describe what's happening there, but that word Ferguson does capture the sense of chaos on the ground in that St. Louis suburb. Ansgar Grau is a reporter with Germany's Die Welt newspaper who's covering the unrest in Ferguson. He's reported from hotspots all over the globe, and he just wrote this: I've been in Iraq, Vietnam, and in China. I've met Cuban dissidents. But to be arrested and yelled at and be rudely treated by police, for that I had to travel to Ferguson. Earlier, I asked Mr. Grau to describe how he and another German journalist ended up detained.
We said, no threats. Everything is completely peaceful. We would like to stay here, to stay on and take some pictures. Then a young police officer answered, okay, but only if you keep moving all the time. The moment you stay standing, you stay put, you'll be arrested. And that's my last warning. And then I took pictures, but was walking around in small circles the whole time to assuage the officer. But he didn't agree with this try to circle around. He ordered that I and my colleague, we were cuffed in this handcuffed. And I asked the older officer to give me his name because he was in charge. And he only answered, my name is Donald Duck. And then we were transported to the jail in St. Louis. We were kept there for 3 hours. In the end, they took these mugshots. And then we were released. And the only thing on my mugshot, I could see the charges against me. It was refusal to disperse.
Mm. From your description, it does sound like an overreaction by the police, but it could have happened anywhere, really, in the world. Isn't that just kind of par for the course in a conflict situation?
Maybe it is, and maybe, but the other thing is, I was not the only journalist, and there were... I think 8 journalists, and over the whole 8 or 9 last nights, there were more than a dozen journalists. And I think if it would be only one short overreaction, it's okay. It could happen everywhere in the world, but it happened over the last few days much too often in Ferguson, in Missouri, in the United States of America.
I'm just curious to hear from you, a foreigner, a German journalist who is well-traveled around the globe. What do you see as being kind of like the big stakes for the protesters in Ferguson? What's at stake for them?
I think some very small minority is there to make chaos and to make trouble. That's a very small minority. I think most of them are calling for justice in the case of Michael Brown. And to demonstrate that there will be justice, I think it would be enough if there would be charges filed against this white police officer who shot Michael Brown to death. And if he would be charged, if he would be brought to court, nevertheless, he could be, in the end, he could be judged as not guilty. But I think that would show for most of these black citizens of Ferguson that justice is at least on its way.
Could you imagine these racial tensions in Germany today?
I would like to say no, never. On the other side, although it didn't happen up to now, we have seen pictures like Ferguson in former times in France. We have seen them in the United Kingdom, and it could also happen one day in Germany.